warning to America. 25 ways the U.S. is being destroyed in under 2 minutes. 1. Open borders and illegal immigration. 2. Rampant crime and unsafe cities. 3. Mass addiction and fentanyl. 4. Election insecurity and interference. 5. The educational indoctrination of children. 6. The asymmetrical weaponization of justice. 7. The destruction of private property rights. 8. Inflation and debt. 9. The global depopulation agenda. 10. Record low fertility and plummeting birth rates. 11. Unaccountable federal bureaucracies. 12. Toxic food supply. 13. Vaccine and pandemic disinformation. 14. The trans contagion and sterilization of children. 15. Overprescription of pharmaceuticals. 16. Destruction of the nuclear family and parental rights. 17. DEI and the new racism. 18. Moral and societal decay. 19. The financing of endless foreign wars. 20. The sprawling surveillance state. 21. The centralization and consolidation of government power. 22. The destruction of trust in institutions. 23. The censorship industrial complex. 24. State media propaganda. 25. The smearing of those who challenge it.
Corrupt U.S. government is bankrupting the economy and igniting a third world war while flooding the border with single military-aged men. The media continues to divide us along party lines with another rigged election, while Hollywood tries to goad the people into a second civil war. And while this is all happening, humanity is being slow-killed with technologies that only serve to isolate and track us. 9 years ago, hundreds of scientists were warning us of the dangers of cell phones and 5G radiation.
I'm Dr. Martin Blank from the Department of Physiology and Cellular Biophysics at Columbia University. We are scientists and engineers, and I'm here to tell you we have created something that is harming us, and it is getting out of control. The incidence of fatal brain cancer in younger people has more than tripled. We are putting cellular antennas on residential buildings and on top of hospitals where people are trying to get well. It's particularly frightening that radiation from our telecommunication and power line technology is damaging the DNA in our cells. The time to deal with the harmful biological and health effects is long overdue. We are really all part of a large biological experiment without our informed consent.
And things have only gotten worse. Millions have been murdered with a mandated mystery injection, which has debilitated even more and infected the living with nanotechnologies that are linking us with machines. An artificial intelligence grid is being built around us, and the people have never been more divided. And if we fail to unite, the future of humanity is destined to be grim. In Ronald Reagan's famous 1987 speech, he referred to an alien threat that could unite humanity.
I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world. And yet, I ask you, is not an alien force already among us?
And regardless of what he was referring to 37 years ago, that alien threat is here today. It is the anti-human artificial intelligence that humanity is giving birth to.
Sentient artificial intelligence, far beyond human beings. You give it 1,000 years alone to make better and better versions of itself. Where does that go? That goes to a god. It literally can create universes.
But what kind of god? So, like, I think of it this way. So the first stage of the Industrial Revolution consisted of people building machines that were stronger than the human body.
Right.
Right? So the steam-powered loom.
Sure.
The backhoe. Combustion engine. They replace muscles.
Right.
Right. So that's what the machine does. It becomes stronger than the human body. The second stage, which we're in the middle of, consists of creating machines that are more powerful than the human mind. That's what computing is. And I would say AI or supercomputing is just that exponentially.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make it a god in the sense that the machine, however powerful it is, any more than a backhoe is a god, mm-hmm. because it can dig a trench faster than 100 men. it is still something that people created. So the story hasn't really changed. At the center of the story are people, and their creative power may lead to unintended consequences, but the machines that they build did not make the universe and did not make people. People made the machines.
Right.
So if, and I, but I would say the part I agree with is there's a spiritual component here for sure. People will worship AI as a god. AI, Ted Kaczynski was likely right, will get away from us. We will be controlled by the thing that we made. All those are bad. Like, that's just bad. And we need to say unequivocally, it's bad. It's bad to be controlled by machines.
Right.
Machines are helpmates. Like, we created them to help us, to make our lives better, not to take orders from them. So I don't know why we're not having any of these conversations right now. We're just acting as if this is like some kind of virus, like COVID, that just spreads across the world inexorably. There's nothing we can do about it. Just wait to get it. It's like, no. If we agree that the outcome is bad, which, and specifically it's bad for people, we should care what's good for people. That's all we should care about. Is it good for people or not? If it's bad for people, then we should strangle it in its crib right now.
Right.
And why just blow up the data centers? Like, I don't, why is that hard? If it's actually going to become what you just described, which is a threat to people, humanity, life, then we have a moral obligation to murder it immediately. And since it's not alive, we don't need to feel bad about that.
Well, you could say the same about the atomic bomb, right?
Yes, you could. Everybody I've ever talked to, and there's many people, was like, yeah, it's, you know, could get away from us and enslave us. Well, let's say no to slavery. How's that? Is that a tough one? Not for me.
Yeah.
I mean, and maybe a good use of nuclear weapons would be to hit the data centers. No, I'm serious. Like, why is that crazy?
Hi, Steve here. In Revelation chapter 6, verse 4, it says, the rider on the red horse was allowed to take peace from the earth so that people would slaughter one another. And a large sword was given to him. At this point, I can only imagine the several ways that this scripture could be fulfilled. I won't even bother sharing with you my speculations because none of them could be right. But I do believe that the beginning of the sorrows is straight ahead. Jesus told us that nation will rise up against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these events are the beginning of labor pains. They will hand you over to be persecuted, and they will kill you. You will be hated by all nations because of my name. Then many will fall away, betray one another, and hate one another. Many false prophets will rise up and deceive many, because lawlessness will be multiplied. The love of many will grow cold. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. It's more apparent now than ever before that this is what's ahead. You don't need an imagination to see what's coming. You don't need to see another Netflix movie produced by Barack Obama like Leave the World Behind to know that evil is being allowed by this world system in order to prepare the way for the man of sin, commonly called the Antichrist. This world system is pushing the CBDC, otherwise known as the central bank digital currency, which will imprison and take away every bit of freedom and privacy you thought you had. Without question, this is leading to the mark of the beast. The system must be in place by the time the Antichrist is revealed. It is the only way the enemy can have full control over this earth. He will make the people of this world believe that he's omnipresent like God, but he's not. The only way he can pull this off and this illusion of being like God is through the technology that men have created by his leading. These godless billionaires and bloodlines of evil have been deluded into believing that the enemy will win in the end, but I can assure you that he will not. And those who followed him will end up in the same lake of fire where he will spend eternity as well. So what's the point of me doing this? What's the point of me sharing all this darkness and hopelessness with you unless there's a possibility of hope? Because there is. But there are two scriptures you need to understand and believe because they are true. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to people by which we must be saved. The Apostle Peter is the one who said this, and later on the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy and said the same thing. For there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus. The Apostle John wrote, "For God loved the world this much that he gave his one and only Son, that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life," or eternal life. "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Anyone who believes in him is not condemned, but anyone who does not believe is already condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the one and only Son of God." This is not the kind of believe in as you know he existed, but this is a believe in as you put your full trust in the reality that he came to this earth as God and allowed himself to be put in the form of man like you and I, and then he allowed himself to be crucified as the sacrifice and the only sacrifice that was acceptable to God the Father. If you would like to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, I leave a link in the description box below. Go down there now, click on that link. It'll take you to a page that will help lead you in a simple prayer to begin your relationship with the living God. Think about it.